When the World Series began, we were told the Tampa Bay fans were ecstatic. They were thrilled to be in the series, win or lose. Today, that positive attitude may be more necessary than ever, because Philadelphia pounded the Rays 10-2. The Phillies are now within a game of winning. They get their first chance at that win tonight in Philadelphia, a city dying for a champion. NPR's Mike Pesca has more.
In Saturday's game, the Phillies took control of this series. In response, 45,000 Phillies fans lost control. They were still joyous on the subway headed down to Game 4 last night, but the good mood owed much to the soulful renderings of subway troubadour Sonny Forrest Jr.
We're gonna beat the Rays tonight.
Sitting in a motorized scooter dressed in an amount of red that Santa Claus might deem excessive, Sonny has his good leg tucked behind a fairly large speaker and the prosthetic leg resting on top. He delivers a message of brotherhood and hope for a city so badly in need of the latter that they often fail to embrace the former. But when their teams are winning, Philly fans show their passion. After that Game 3 victory, Jake Wright slept for about 2 hours. Then he proceeded to the intersection of Broad and Pattison, where both the town's baseball and football stadiums are located.
Tailgated for the Eagles game, went to the Eagles game, got a victory. Tailgating for the Phillies game. If there's anywhere in the world, I want to be in Philly right now, and I am.
His enthusiasm was justified as the Phils proceeded to conduct a home run derby. Even Joe Blanton, the Phillies' winning pitcher, thought it might be a fun idea to notch his first extra base hit with a World Series blast. Leadoff man Jimmy Rollins described what he saw from the on-deck circle.
And I seen him come off the bat and look at Joe, and he dropped his head and he's jogging. I'm like, he knows he got that, doesn't he? You know, and I'm watching, oh, everything's going in slow motion. I'm just like, wow. His first home run in a World Series. I'm like, I don't even do that.
Blanton hitting a home run is like novelty singer Sheb Woolley having a number one hit with Purple People Eater. Quirky, but you know that Elvis rules the charts. And the Elvis of baseball is Ryan Howard, prodigious, prolific, and prone to leave the building. Howard's 2 home runs and the 4 the Phillies hit overall left their manager, Charlie Manuel, to ponder the very nature of the home run.
I always say about a home run is nothing more than a well-hit fly ball that comes down behind the fence.
Sure, and a 3-game lead to 1 in the World Series is nothing more than a pleasant cushion. Well, that's what all the Phillies say. That's what they have to say. They practically have it encoded in their DNA to say it. Second baseman Chase Utley.
I don't know how many games we've played all year, but we're going to treat it just like the rest of them.
Pitcher Jamie Moyer.
You got to take it a game at a time, a pitch at a time, an out at a time, an inning at a time.
But Moyer does bring a bit more perspective. Well, he's literally twice as old as some of the players on the field. When asked, haven't you ever thought about winning a World Series? He cops to it once. A long time ago.
In these last couple of weeks, no. Okay. You know, as in my dreams and, you know, pondering at times, yeah. But, it wasn't any time in the recent past.
In the recent past, this city has seen much sports disappointment. If the players are loath to admit looking forward to anything other than the first pitch and then the second, and so on, the fans are yearning to sing a victory song for the first time in a long time. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Philadelphia.
The Phillies gonna win this game tonight. We're gonna win tonight.